एवं सहस्रबदनांग्री शीर करोरु नासाद्य कर्ण नयन भरणायुधाढ्यम मायामयं सदुपलक्षित सन्निवेशम दृष्ट्वा महापुरुषमापमुदं विरिञ्च। ट्रांसलेशन बाय श्रील प्रभुपाद। लॉर्ड ब्रह्मा कुड देन सी यू पोजिशिंग थाउजेंड्स एंड थाउजेंड्स ऑफ फेसेस फीट हेड्स हैंड्स eyes, noses, ears and eyes. You are very nicely dressed, being decorated with bedecked with varieties of ornaments and weapons. Seeing you in the form of Lord Vishnu, your symptoms and form being transcendental, your legs extending from the lower planets, Lord Brahma achieved transcendental bliss. Lord Brahma, being completely pure, could see the original form of the Lord as Vishnu, having many thousands of faces and forms. This process is called self-realization. Genuine self-realization consists not of perceiving the impersonal effulgence of the Lord, but seeing face to face the transcendental form of the Lord. As distinctly mentioned here, Lord Brahma saw the Supreme Lord as Mahapurusha, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Arjuna also saw Krishna in the same way. Therefore, he told the Lord, Param Brahma Param Dhamma Pavitram Paramam Bhavan Purusam Sasvatam Divyam. You are the Supreme Brahman, the ultimate, the supreme abode and purifier, the absolute truth and the eternal divine person. The Lord is Parama Purusha, the supreme form. Purusham Sasvatam. He is everlastingly the supreme enjoyer. It is not that the impersonal Brahman assumes a form. On the contrary, the impersonal Brahman effulgence is an emanation from the supreme form of the Lord. Upon being purified, Brahma could see the supreme form of the Lord. The impersonal Brahman cannot have heads, noses, ears, hands and legs. This is not possible, for these are attributes of the Lord's form. The word mayamayam means spiritual knowledge. This is explained by Madhvacharya. Mayamayam jnana surupam. The word mayamayam describing Lord's form should not be taken to mean illusion. Rather, Lord's form is factual, and seeing this form is the result of perfect knowledge. This is confirmed in Bhagavad Gita. Bhavanam janmanangante jnanamanam prapadyate. The word jnanavan refers to one who is perfectly knowledge. Such a person can see the personality of Godhead, and therefore he surrenders unto the Lord. The Lord's being symptomized by a face, nose, ears and so on is eternal. Without such a form, no one can be blissful. Lord, however, is Sachidananda Vigraha, as stated in Shastra, Ishvara Parama Krishna, Sachidananda Vigraha. When one is in perfect transcendental bliss, he can see the Lord's supreme form, Vigraha. In this regard, Madhvacharya says, Gandhakya Devata Jadvat Prithivim Vyapya Tishthati Evam Vyaptam Jagat Vishnu Brahmatmastham Dadarsaha. Lord Brahma saw that as aromas and colors spread throughout the earth, the Supreme Personality of God pervades the cosmic manifestation in a subtle form. Evam sahasra badanangi siraha karuru nasatya karnam nayana bharanayudha dhyam. मायामयं सदुपलक्षित सन्निवेशं दृष्ट्वा महापुरुषं आप मुदं विरिञ्चः। श्री प्रह्लाद महाराज बीइंग एन एमिनेंट महाजन ग्रेट डिवोटी ऑफ द लॉर्ड describes or gives a description of the form Mahapurusha Rupa of the Supreme Lord as visualized by Lord Brahma. How the transcendental form of the Lord has thousands and thousands of faces, heads, hands, thighs, noses, ears and eyes, and how is nicely dressed and is decorated with varieties of ornaments and weapons. When Brahma saw this transcendental form, he achieved transcendental bliss. Because the form of the Lord is Sajidananda Vigraha, Ishvara Parama Krishna, Sajidananda Vigraha, Satchit Anandamaya. Ananda means bliss. If someone is fortunate enough to see such a form of the Lord, he must have transcendental bliss. Because that form is full of transcendental bliss. So Brahma achieved this. Giving very nice purport on this sloka verse, our revered Gurudev Srimad Sri Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada Maharaj says that the Supreme Lord is not impersonal, he is personal. And he has a nice, very nice form, Sajidananda Vigraha. It's distinctly mentioned here. Arjuna has also seen this form as described in Srimad Bhagavad Gita. So Arjuna prayed to the Lord, Param Brahma Param Dhamma Pavitram Paramam Bhavan Purusam Sasvatam Divyam. You are the Supreme Brahman, the ultimate, the supreme abode and purifier, the absolute truth and the eternal divine person. So, this Param Purusha, that means Supreme Lord, he has this form, the supreme form. And also is everlastingly the supreme enjoyer. It is not the fact that the impersonal Brahman assumes the form. Rather, that the impersonal Brahman or Brahman effulgence is an emanation from the transcendental body of that Param Purusha. This is real truth. Mahajana dhiko esi satyamani. As a Mahajana, Prahlad Maharaj says this thing, Shastra says, all bona fide Mahajanas, Acharyas, devotees, Mahatmas, they all accept it, they all say. One must follow the footsteps of Mahajana. Mahajana jena gadasya pantha. One should not concoct or speculate about the Supreme Lord. The Mahabhadis are impersonalists. They are speculators. They only speculate. If they will continue their speculations for hundreds of years, hundreds of lives, they cannot understand this tattva relating to the Supreme Lord as Lord Brahma visualized, and how Lord Brahma achieved transcendental bliss by seeing that form. No one can achieve such a transcendental bliss as an impersonal Brahman. Of course, the impersonalist, get some sort of ananda or pleasure. But that pleasure is very, very insignificant in comparison to the pleasure derived by seeing this transcendental form of the Lord. In Chaitanya Charitamrita, it has been said, Krishna Dasa Abhimane Je Ananda Sindhu Koti Brahma Sukha Nahetar Eka Bindu. It is said in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Krishna, the Supreme Lord, is a very nice, very beautiful, transcendentally beautiful form, Sajidananda Vigraha. As the Supreme Lord and Supreme Master, eternally. And all of those are His servants, eternal servants. Ekali Ishwara Krishna, Arsa Bhrutya. Krishna is the only Ishwara, and others are His servants. So this is a relationship between the Supreme Lord Krishna and others, a relationship of servitorship. If someone realizes this thing, that he is the eternal servant of the Supreme Lord Krishna, and engages himself in the transcendental loving service of the Lord, he derives a transcendental pleasure. And that pleasure is like a vast ocean, ananda sindhu. The impersonalist or brahmavadis, pleasure by realizing impersonal Brahman is not such pleasure. Śāstra says in Chaitanya Charitamrita, says that crores of such Brahma-sukha, the happiness derived by Brahman effulgence, cannot be compared with a drop of that pleasure derived by a personalist by engaging himself in the service, transcendental, loving service of the Supreme Lord. So, the pleasure derived by impersonalists is very, very insignificant. Again, such pleasure cannot be eternal. Many instances are there. Many such impersonalists have fallen down here, this material world, and again they are engaged in so-called philanthropic activities. So they cannot understand this tattva given by Prahlad Maharaj and Minit Mahajana, and they cannot also derive such pleasure, transcendental pleasure derived by Lord Brahma. Only those who are dear devotees of the Lord, they have this opportunity. By the causeless mercy of the Lord, to see such transcendental form, have such pleasure. Athapite deva param mojadaya. Prasada lesan gruhita ivayi. Janati tattam bhagavan mahimna. Natasya dhanne chiram vichinna. This is also a statement given by Lord Brahma. In 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. Those who are fortunate, those who have received the mercy, just a drop-like mercy, the vast ocean of mercy. If you all not ask it, they could understand such tattva. But on the other hand, the impersonalists, the speculators, they cannot understand this. If they go on speculating hundreds of lives for hundreds of years, Bhagavan, Krishna Kupalesa Hyanche Dare, Sai Se, Ishwara Tattva Janivare Pare. In Chaitanya Charitamrita, this has been said. Less means little, you see. If someone has got a little, just a little of the mercy of the Supreme Lord, he can understand this tattva. Others cannot. So the speculators, the impersonalists, cannot understand this, cannot see this transcendental form, cannot derive such transcendental bliss as the personalists got. This is here stated very clearly. All right. Speak something in Odia now. Then when necessary I'll again speak something in English. Now, the form of Bhishma, isn't it? Not form of Krishna. And that form is so beautiful. So he got such transcendental knowledge. But if someone could see the beautiful form of Krishna, who is the source of all beauty, all pleasure? How fortunate he is. And what sort of pleasure, transcendental pleasure, he may derive? One may imagine. The gopis, they see such form of Lord Krishna. They never spare for visualizing the Narayana form of Vishnu form of Krishna. They are always anxious to see that beautiful form which excels the beauty of the crores of rupees. You see. Once Krishna in one of the kunjas manifested his Narayana form, 400 form. So gopis couldn't see Krishna. Where is Krishna? Where is Krishna? They were just wandering and searching Krishna. So they could see in one of the kunjas Narayana form. Oh, Narayana, Vishnu. Dandava. Chalo. Let us go. Where is Krishna? We don't want to see Narayana. You see? And thus gopis also condemned Brahma, the creator, that this Brahma is an unfit person, unqualified. He doesn't know how to create nicely. He didn't give us crores of eyes only, He gave us two eyes. And again, there is this blinking, you see, eyelids. How can we see Krishna? Blend like this, you see. So the eye that sees the such beautiful form of Krishna, why you can see any beauty in Maya, this material world? Never. No beauty at all here in Maya, in material world. All ugly, you see. So one should develop such vision to see Krishna. That Shyam Sundar Rupa, carved in three ways, Shyam Tribhanga Lalita, you see. Then he said, you will never be attracted towards Maya. Those who have not seen such form, they are attracted towards Maya. And Mahaprabhu, that Krishna when came as Mahaprabhu, Srimad Mahaprabhu, he is Krishna himself, but he assumed that he should bhav of Radharani or gopis. You understand? So he was always feeling the pangs of separation from Krishna, as gopis or Radharani were feeling, and he was crying. Ranga bolite hobe, puloko sharir. If you just order the name of Gauranga, our body will be blissful. You understand? The hairs and body will be erected. That's the symptom of constant pleasure, romance. Why? Hari hari bolite noyanu bahe nira. That Gauranga is Hari himself, but uttering Hari he sets the air. You see, Hari Hari bolite noyanu bahe. So, when someone utters name Gauranga, he feels such pleasure. He gets such pleasure. You understand? Such is the Krishna Rupa. See that Rupa! The Krishna has given very nice way, easy way, how to see Krishna. A beautiful form by uttering His holy name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. You see, only by uttering His holy name under the guidance of a bona fide spiritual master who has seen this form, who has got this pleasure, always getting, always desiring Krishna. Jahan jahan netra padi, tahan Krishna spare. Wherever he sees, it is only Krishna, nothing else. So, if someone chants this holy name, Mahamantra Hare Krishna, under such guidance of a bona fide spiritual master, he can see it. He will be purified, as Brahma was purified by tapasya. Hundreds of years tapasya. Only by chanting Hare Krishna under guidance of a bona fide spiritual master, he will be purified. More purified than Brahma. You see. Brahma could see the form of Vishnu, and you could see this beautiful, all beautiful form of Lord Krishna. Therefore, Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva, Narada, all these great personalities, they came in the form of human being, and Mahaprabhu came here to get prema. They have not got prema. Mahaprabhu was distributing prema indiscriminately. So, they came. gets a spring. You understand? Haridas Thakur as Brahma, Srivas Pandit Nara, Adhita Acharya Siva. So they came, you get prem. You understand? Because they have not got prem. When Mahaprabhu came, they came. You see. So try to see such beautiful form of Krishna. Then your shape in this material world, Maya will never attract you. This you understand? That is that. And in Chaitanya Charitamrita, this description of the form of Krishna has been given very nicely. You understand? You can read it, understand it. In Chaitanya Madhya Leela, 21st chapter, you understand? And that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna himself, he gives the description to Sanatana Goswami. You understand? Krishna Raja Piko Khila Sarvottama Nara Leela
Krishna Raja Piko Khila Sarvottama Nara Leela
Nara Bhapu Tahara Swarupa
Nara Bhapu
Nopovesa Venukara Navakishora Natava
Nopovesa Venukara Navakishora Natava
Nara Lilar Hoi Anurupa
Nara Lilar
See, a nice description. Krishna himself gives when he comes as Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He gives his own description. And he teaches Sanatana Goswami in Sanatana Sikhya. Krishna is Adhekhyala Sarvottama Narolila Narabapu Tahara Swarupa. Gopavesa Venukara Navakishora Nattavara Narolila Hoya Anurupa. You see. Here, Brahma saw Vishnu power, who has thousands of heads, thousands of eyes, thousands of ears, hands, legs, great power. Still he gets us pleasure. You understand? But the original form of the Supreme Lord is Krishna, who is like a human being with two hands. You understand? Not thousands of hands, two eyes. Thousands of eyes and 2 years. Isn't it? Exactly like a human being. You understand? Narabapu, the human body, that is his original form. And he's always as a coward boy, Gopavesh. Always with a flute in his hand, Venukara. And always very young boy, 12 years old. Kishore boy, not over, you see, always dancing with the gopis, is not over. An expert dancer, Krishna. This is very beautiful. Krishna has different pastimes, leelas. This Gokul leela, pastimes mentioned in Gokul. Vasudev Sankarsana Adi Parabhyama Leela. In the spiritual sky, he has Leela Vasudev Sankarsana, past times. Then Purushavatara Leela, Kavananava Sai, Garbhodaka Sai, Rabdi Sai, past times Purushavatara Leela. Then he has innumerable incarnations. Fish incarnation, tortoise incarnation, Matsya Kurumadi, Avatar Leela. You understand? He has Gunavatar Leela, Brahma Shivadi, Gunavatar Leela. He has also this Avesh Avatar, empowered incarnation, as proof of Vyasa. You understand? And Paramatma Leela, super soul form. You understand? So innumerable leelas, pastimes of Krishna. Among all these, out of these, the human form of Krishna and the pastimes performed in that form, the supermost. You understand? Sarvashrestha. His form is like the body of a human being. He's always a cowherd boy, flute in hand, always a young boy of 12 years, and expert dancer. You understand? Such is the form. If someone can see such form, what sort of pleasure, transcendental pleasure, he'll derive? Brahma, by seeing Vishnu Rupa, derives such pleasure. One can easily understand or imagine this. No, sarva prani kore akarshan. Take a kona, just a particle of that form, you see, can inundate this Tribhuvan, that means Golok Vrindavan, Parabrahma spiritual sky, and this material world. Inundate in prem, pleasure. You understand? Such is the power, such attraction. If someone can see such power, what sort of pleasure he can derive? Of what place of Brahma direct? So, what to speak of the impersonalists? What pleasure they have? Nothing. You understand? So many nice descriptions are there. You may read it. And try to see that part. So, you'll never be attracted to the Maya. This way. Yes?
Two questions.
Yes.
One is if the philosophy of Chinchabeda Bhattatattva is most powerful,
yes,
then how can that Mayavadi Bhashya destroy one's devotional service? How can that Mayavadi Bhashya destroy the devotional service?
Destroy?
If one hears
Mayavadi,
devotional service.
Destroy?
Devotional service.
Mayavadis can destroy devotional service?
Bhashya.
If someone hears it, if someone associates with Mayavadis, he will perish. Mayavadi Bhashya Sunila Hoy Sarbanas. You understand? Mahaprabhu warns, don't associate with Mayavadis, don't listen to their philosophy. You will be perished. Because this, you will never do this devotional service. Then such impression will be there in your mind that I am God. I am not a servitor. But you are eternally a servitor. And that will be finished. Therefore, Chaitanya says, Mayavadi Krishna Aparadhi. Mayavadis are offenders at the feet of Krishna. They are doomed. You understand? Only Mahaprabhu showers his mercy upon them. Otherwise, they cannot be delivered, you see. When Mahaprabhu was talking to Raya Ramananda, He asked that question. Mumukshu, mumukshu or gati? What is destination? Or mumukshu? That means those who aspire to be, to merge in the Lord of Brahman effulgent, mumukshu. You want liberation, he said, mumukshu. And mumukshu, those who want enjoyment, this is bhukhyo. What will be that destination? Raraman said. Huh? That bhavardeho, devardeho, edoharavata. Those the impersonalist, those who want to merge into the Brahman effulgence, to become one with God, they will get the body of a tree or mountain. Whereas, those who enjoy, want enjoyment, they will be elevated to the demigod platform and have demigod forms. You see.
So material sense gratification is actually higher than Mayavadi.
Definitely. Definitely. Rai Ramanam says this thing. You see. Yes.
You're also mentioning that if one chants the Hare Krishna mantra under the auspices of a bona fide guru, then he can get this prana. So what is the position of someone who chants Hare Krishna without having guru?
Then he cannot have this prana.
Can he advance in spiritual life?
You see, nam has its effect. However, in what way the person chants. You understand? Dharma, artha, kama, mokya. These four purusharthas. And above this fifth one is prema. This param purusartha. You understand? So when someone without having a guru chants Hare Krishna, he must be committing offenses. You understand? So, he will get dharma, artha, kama. Means many of his material desires will be also fulfilled. And he can have so-called religious life. And artho economic development may have up to this, not more. You understand? If someone achieves namabhasa space, so he can have liberation, mukti, not pray. So this is a pardon. Ajamila got mukti. Nanavasa stays. You understand? After that, he associated with sadhus in Haradwar and accepted spiritual master. Then he got the resting. You understand? So this is degit. But those are fortunate accepting a bona fide spiritual master, especially a such devotee who sees Krishna, premi bhakta, who is always full in love of Krishna, got it. Huh? So they will get prema, they will get Krishna. You understand? That is the prime thing. These are secondary. And prime, mukhya, original thing comes, all secondary are there. You understand? So Mahaprabhu has given us this thing, this prema. So, one who is fortunate to have this, how fortunate he is. You understand? He gets Krishna. So Mahaprabhu's succession, this succession comes from Mahaprabhu and bona fide spiritual master, true devotee, comes under this succession, should be accepted as spiritual master. So he can impart such prayer.